Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Jill Dunn.
And I'm Carlene Higgins.
So you guys, we wanted to let you know that we are holding our regularly scheduled programming until next week. And the whole reason that we are doing this is in support of hashtag the show must be paused. And we're not going to chat for too long because the whole purpose of not airing our show is to make space for Black voices who, frankly, they just have more important things to say right now than we do as two beauty editors.
Having said that, we're just going to spend a few minutes sharing some of the articles and podcasts that you can be reading and listening to instead. And we're going to link to everything we mention on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com and in our show notes. I just want to say personally, of course, I've been watching what's going on throughout the week. And, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a white woman, I acknowledge my inherent privilege. And I see other people like my friends who are really talking about the fear that they have for their children because their children are Black or biracial. And I feel like as a mom, it's just important for me to acknowledge that privilege that I know I don't have to worry about, you know, probably my son when he's a teenager going out and like being shot because he's jogging through the wrong neighborhood, or like my husband. And it feels like it's so obvious it should be going without saying, but I feel like I need to acknowledge it anyway. It's just, it's not right and things have got to change.
That's right. And I think that neither of us are ever going to fully understand the Black experience, but we do know when it's time to mute ourselves and listen instead of talk.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
For me personally, I have done a lot of reading and reflecting this week. Some journalists that I want to shout out include Danielle Prescott. She created a whole IGTV that is an absolute must watch. It's been watched more than 1.5 million times now. And the first line of her caption is, "Congrats, you woke up. Now what?" And I should mention that Danielle is a New York-based writer, and she really calls out so many troublesome things in the media. And she's basically like, "You guys, I have been saying this for years. It's the trauma is not new. It's just finally you woke up to it." And she just says it so powerfully that, and there's so much takeaway in it. And you're just, you want to act to do better when you watch her speak.
I know that Kathleen is another like bright, shining light in the media space here in Toronto. We've had her on our show and you linked to her article on her Instagram, right?
Yeah. And we're talking about Kathleen Newman Bremang. She writes for Refinery 29 and she wrote a piece called "The Pandemic of Black Trauma Will Never End." And she really makes the point that, you know, white people were always talking about, oh, we can't wait till it's back to normal, like after the pandemic. And she was just saying that Black people don't really have that choice. Like the normal to them is still people experiencing trauma, people being murdered, people being oppressed. And that was also a wake-up call. And another piece that I read, it's from Atte Jewel. She's a beauty writer in the UK, and she writes a lot for Glamour and Cosmopolitan. And she co-wrote a piece called Three Black Women Tell Us How to Support the Black Lives Matter Movement that goes beyond posting an Instagram image. And that offered so many good insights on being actively anti-racist, because I do feel like there's a risk here when people see hashtags and they get behind them. And then can we have the same passion about a hashtag on June 2nd as we will on July 2nd? Like, we need to keep this going and top of mind. And I just really want to applaud all of these women, especially these Black journalists. I feel like they already do so much work. They're frankly probably exhausted of telling us these things, yet they are still using their platforms to educate. And I just want to like shout them out, say that I appreciate them and I hear what they are saying.
And then, of course, we're podcasters. We've got to shout out some of our fellow pod fam who you can be listening to in the next hour instead of our show, starting with one that's right here in Toronto, right, Jill?
That's right. Cultured is a Toronto-based podcast co-hosted by Mira Estrada and B. Kwame. And Cultured uses pop culture as a gateway to larger themes that affect us all, with an emphasis on diversity. And they just published their 100th episode, so congrats to them. And they covered in that episode anti-Black racism, Amy Cooper, George Floyd, and some resources on how to be a better ally.
In the UK, there's Two Queens in a Pod. It's a fashion and beauty podcast hosted by Leah May and Iman Layla. And they just released an episode called Black Lives Matter Every Day, discussing exactly what's going on right now and what needs to change. You know, they often do delve a little bit deeper into anything that's like millennial relationships and what's going on in the world. So that's a good listen as well.
And on the beauty front, the Beauty Bakery founder, Kashmir Nicole, which I know we would both love to have on our show, she just launched a podcast called The Ice Cream Social. And on her most recent episode that dropped on May 30th, she titled that episode, That's Just Wrong, Beauty and Racism. So it's an absolute must listen as well.
And then we're always a fan of Naked Beauty with Brooke Devard. She's based in New York and she has really great DIY beauty tips all the time. She also has a point of view on natural hair and skin, and she goes much deeper when it comes to body image and self-image as well. She just announced her pregnancy too. So congratulations to you, Brooke.
Oh, her bump is so cute.
And so there is a lot of content to listen to. I think people can get overwhelmed. It's like, what do I read first? Listen to first? How do I donate? What can I do? So Jill, you wanted to shout out another past guest who has got something great going on that front too, right?
Yeah, I think it goes back to what I was saying before. It's like, what happens beyond the hashtag? We need to keep this momentum going. And Dante Cawley, he has been on our show and he's just a ray of positivity and sunshine. He's an influencer on Instagram and also been doing a lot of social media activism. And in his LinkedIn bio, he has an incredible resource that just links out to ways to donate, resources to read, people in government to text, mental health resources. So it's really a great place to start.
And so, you know, we do acknowledge that there's more work to be done right here on our own platform at Breaking Beauty when it comes to making room and passing the mic. We also want to hear from you. We're open to your feedback, your ideas on how we can be more inclusive, or just whatever you want to say to us. We have, of course, our Facebook private chat room, which is a safe space. You can talk to us, send us an email, drop us a DM. We always want to hear from you.
So thank you as always for listening. We will be back next week. And in the meantime, we're sending you all love and light, and take care of yourselves and each other. Bye for now.